Hello there, everybody. It's me, Gary Kidney, the co-host of You've Got to Be Kidding Me on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.
And I am Liam Jones, my full name, and I am also a part of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network as a co-host for You've Got to Be Kidding Me.
We are a TNA history podcast that covers TNA 1 month at a time. We cover all the drama, all the matches, all the Vince Russo nonsense you could ever want in your life.
Have you heard of TNA? I bet you have, but would it be funnier if two people made jokes over it the whole time? Probably.
So if that sounds like fun to you, check it out on this very Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network, and Liam will do bits and whatnot.
Hey everyone, what you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our Patreon. If you want to hear the full thing, please go to flagshippatreon.com and subscribe to either our $5 or $10 tier. A subscription to the $5 tier gives you access to most of our bonus audio, including Flagship Plus, The Overrun, as well as retro content like Jovember to Remember, our retro audio documentaries, as well as exclusive breaking news reports. You can upgrade to the $10 tier and unlock all of our bonus content, including written columns and reviews, as well as live shows like Instant Reaction Live and the Flagship Live, as well as all of the other benefits available on the $5 tier. Once again, that's flagshippatreon.com, and now to the free preview of one of our exclusive episodes.
And this is how pro wrestling media operates. Almost everything is unsourced because the pro wrestling business is backwards and operates like we're still protecting kayfabe in the 1950s. Everyone's terrified to talk on record or be quoted in a story. I've told my own stories in that regard in the past. No matter how innocuous it is, people don't want to be quoted. And it goes right to the top, to the people on top in these various promotions. But this is the kind of story where, look, I don't know where Mike Johnson got this from. Do I think there's a strong possibility this is a PR-fed story to paint the company in a positive light? Yeah, I will say that. Absolutely. Certainly reads like one. And then what do the aggregators do with a story like this? What do all the headlines say? They're framed in a way that WWE is more compassionate with the way they fire people now. Again, kinder, gentler firings is what spreads all across the wrestling media when the aggregators get a hold of a story like this and write their headlines in the most click-worthy way possible. You know, Mike Johnson was the center of a wrestling story a week ago, when Dave Meltzer reported that several notable pro wrestling reporters did not receive media credentials to the post-WrestleMania press conferences, specifically noting Mike Johnson and John Pollock of post-wrestling. And Mike Johnson immediately refuted this story publicly, which he very rarely does. He doesn't tweet much. He doesn't speak publicly other than his news releases on his website very often. But Mike Johnson was irate and accused Dave Meltzer of never reaching out to him to get the true events of that story. Even though what Dave Meltzer reported was 100% true, Mike Johnson admitted that he did not in fact receive a press pass to the WWE post-WrestleMania press conference. Now, he went on to say that the PR team was very apologetic and offered him one either to the, you know, the next day, but he had to travel back home on the Sunday show. The point here is nothing Dave reported was wrong. Several key reporters, including Mike Johnson and John Pollock, did not receive credentials to the Saturday press conference at WrestleMania. But Mike Johnson blew a gasket, complained that Dave never reached out to him, and didn't like the idea that Dave termed it as a controversy, despite admitting that what Meltzer reported was true, that he did not receive the press pass. Now you have to ask yourself, why would Mike Johnson get that bent out of shape about that? It was a controversy. In fact, I have text messages from people who were in the press suite in Philly, who alerted me that there was this press pass controversy, snafu, whatever you want to call it, early in the day on Saturday. This was a talking point among the wrestling media all day on Saturday. And it's absolutely a controversy when WWE is keeping people like John Pollock and Mike Johnson out of the room. That's a controversy. But Mike Johnson took exception to that on the basis of Dave never reached out to me. Well, if Dave had reached out to Mike, Mike would have confirmed that he did not, in fact, receive a press pass. Which was exactly what Dave reported. Why do I bring this up? Well, where did Mike Johnson get this story about the kinder and gentler releases? He doesn't cite a source. The only person who could speak confidently in the difference between releases under the old regime and the new regime out of the people who have been released, at least at the time that Mike wrote the report, is Jinder Mahal. So did Mike Johnson reach out to Jinder Mahal? We don't know. We don't know.
Hey, kids, do you like wrestling? Well, we like wrestling, too. We are Shake Them Ropes here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Myself and Chris Novembrino kind of doing a lazy river of wrestling criticism, going through the news and whatever happened in stateside television wrestling. And also, you know what? Sometimes we just like to watch old stuff and talk about that, too. Love for you to give us a listen if you haven't already. We are Shake Them Ropes here on the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network.